Perhaps you're just trying to fulfill God's purpose and call in your life. And you would think that people would be supportive of that mission. But sometimes you find that they're not supportive and they ridicule and mock and slander your name. My friend David knows exactly what that feels like, for his brothers did the same thing to him. But what did he do? He had faith to believe God anyway.
Thanks for joining us today on Truth in Fact. I'm Shannon, and I want to invite you to grab a Bible as Pastor Mark looks into the Word of God.
It's so good to have you with us today. 1 Samuel chapter 17, verses 1 through 58 gives us the account of David's victory over Goliath. But the question is, how was David able to prevail over Goliath? And what are some lessons that we can learn from David? Because there were many obstacles that David had to overcome to defeat Goliath. So what kind of faith did David have? Well, number one, we know that David had faith for victory. But secondly, David had faith over ridicule. See, David had come to meet with his three older brothers to give them some food. But after David heard what Goliath had said, he spoke out against him. And David said this, "For who is this uncircumcised Philistine that he should defy the armies of the living God?" Now, when David's brother Eliab heard David, he became very angry with him and said this, "Why did you come down here? And with whom have you left those few sheep in the wilderness? I know your pride and the insolence of your heart, for you have come down to see the battle." Well, first of all, contrary to popular belief, there really wasn't any battle. Saul, along with all the men of Israel, were scared to death of Goliath. And for 40 days, Goliath had been taunting and terrorizing Israel. So there was no battle. There was just the threat of Goliath. But once David stood out with faith, his brother became angry with him. And instead of Eliab encouraging David, he tore him down with slander by belittling his responsibility and purpose in life. And many times when we should be encouraging our brothers and sisters in the ministry, we talk against them and we try to discourage them from fulfilling God's purpose and call. Why? Well, most of the time it's because of jealousy and conviction. And religious people will do that, you know. Galatians chapter 4 and verse 29 says, "But as he who was born according to the flesh then persecuted him who was born according to the Spirit, even so it is now." Yes, my friend, those of the flesh persecute those who are of the Spirit. Jesus had the same problem with the religious sect of his day. They constantly were thinking up ways to kill him. But notice how David responded to Eliab. David said, "What have I done now?" It's almost as if there had been an ongoing problem between Eliab and David. And the problem probably began the moment that David was anointed by the prophet Samuel to be king over Israel. Many of the problems we have in the church today are because people being jealous of each other. Instead of us praying for them and being a support, we slander, mock, and ridicule and gossip against them. We fight and bully for position. My friend, what a shame that is. You see, God had given Eliab an opportunity to be a part of something great. He could have been that support for David, but instead Eliab put his brother down. But that didn't stop David. You see, his God is bigger than slander. His God is bigger than his brother. David had faith to not let circumstances distract him or get him down and discouraged. Even the words of Goliath did not stop David. Goliath said, "Am I a dog that thou comest to me with staves?" And the Philistine cursed David by his gods. Goliath went on to say, "Come to me, and I will give thy flesh unto the fowls of the air and to the beasts of the field." But none of these threats stopped David from believing God. Remember, my friend, that those who gossip and ridicule you are probably jealous of you. Regardless of what others may say, believe God, for God is greater. David could have quit. He could have threw in the towel, but he didn't. He believed God, and God gave him the victory.
For more information, visit us online at www.truthinfact.org.